Hi everybody, I'm Matt and I'm an addict. This is an interesting topic. Why are we here? I don't know why you're all here, but I know why I'm here. You know, the reading says it's because, you know, we're here because our life and thinking is controlled by drugs. You know, it's kind of funny that I'm sitting in Brocker Hall. I'm going to go back to somewhere in the mid-80s, probably 85 or 86. We had band camp out here, and I played in the band. A friend of mine brought up at least a gram or maybe a gram and a half of opiated black hash and smoked it out back behind this building. You know, back then, you know, the older kids who graduated, they came back as chaperones. They shut off all the lights over there. They stuck flashlights in my face like this. Look at him, he's high! I was terrified. I don't know if you ever smoked opiated black hash. I couldn't talk, I couldn't move, I was terrified. That's just one example. I got stoned up here a couple times, you know, because my life, my thinking was controlled by drugs. I couldn't go anywhere, I couldn't do anything, unless I had drugs. I started using at 11 years old, and I didn't stop till I was 25. You know, and you know, why are we here? You know, at the end of the road, I ended up in a rehab out east called Chit Chat in Redding, and that was my first introduction to Narcotics Anonymous. And I thought Narcotics Anonymous was pretty cool. I mean, you had these speakers come in from the outside into the rehab, taking time out of their day. You know, H&I is a very important thing. And that's where I got my introduction to Narcotics Anonymous. And when I got out of the rehab, I started going to Narcotics Anonymous meetings, you know, in Johnstown. And back in Johnstown, and that was in 1994, my clean date, by the way, it's December 13th, 1994. So actually, when I got out of rehab, it would have been January 14th. So it was 1995. And I want to just talk about, you know, how NA was in Johnstown in 1995 for a minute. Meetings were real small. There was, you know, they're nothing like it is today. You couldn't possibly hide because there's probably about seven people in the meetings. And the funny part was back then, I got high with at least two or three of them at the meeting, so everybody knew everybody real well. There was no place to hide. We didn't do as many readings as we do today, and I remember what we did was we had two people read How It Works. And when we read the traditions, we just read the traditions. We didn't read what was after the traditions, like the readings they have now. We didn't have any NA literature. We weren't registered. Our meetings weren't registered with the region or the world. I don't even know where the readings came from, but somebody like photocopied them. And we were pretty much, you know, just a couple struggling meetings in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. And as I recall, there was only two Narcotics Anonymous meetings at the time, the Wednesday meeting and the Friday meeting. And back at that time, you know, some addicts moved into the area that had some experience with this fellowship from Pittsburgh and so on and so forth. And we started opening up more meetings, you know, and, you know, why are we here? You know, if I had my way 15 years ago, none of us would be here today because we formed an area service committee. And the first year we had what we called a unity day. And a bunch of us there were some of us on the committee, you know, that was put forth, why don't we have a three-day event? You know, and at the time, you know, we were just struggling getting answering service. We were struggling just to get literature. You know, financially, we were not stable at all. And at the time, I thought it was pretty damn grandiose, you know, to put on a three-day event. You know, it cost a lot of money, you know, to rent a camp like this and do all the things that go into it. So at the time, I was militantly against, you know, having this retreat. You know, but why are we here is, first of all, to be honest, there's a lot of the old-timers make fun of me of this, is that even when we named the area, I wanted to name it Matna. So there's people out there that call me Matna, and I even come up with some ridiculous reason for that. I said, Mountain Area Territory Narcotics, you know, that's not good. You know, I didn't get in my way a lot because I had to learn in this program, you know, that you know, something about the traditions, you know, and there are, you know, there's a thing called the group conscience. So anyhow, you know, we decided to put on this retreat, you know, and you know, I no matter where I was at or what I was doing in the last, this is my 15th retreat up here. I've been to them all. And you know why we're here is to draw experience, strength, and hope. You know, see, I didn't realize that the importance of a Unity Day retreat. Unity Day retreat. See, Narcotics Anonymous is kind of like using. When I was using, I needed a connection here and a connection there and a connection everywhere. And I don't know how it is today, but I do remember when I was out there. In my addiction, that election time was a very bad time because they would just kind of like swoop down and, you know, arrest everybody that you got drugs off, you know, throw them in jail, and then you'd have to, well, you have to go to another city. You know, so, you know, when I was out there finding ways and means to get more, you know, I had connections everywhere because, you know, you didn't know from one minute to the next, you know, when you might need something and you get shut off. Narcotics Anonymous is the same way, you know. Thank God for a couple members, you know, that came that knew something about Narcotics Anonymous, knew something about service work, and knew something about getting us connected to the whole of Narcotics Anonymous, and that's what this is about. Our first Unity Day retreat, you know, we got a lot of support from people in Pittsburgh. There's probably some people in Pittsburgh who've continuously made the trip out here every year to make this retreat possible. And then they brought their sponsees, and they brought their, you know, when we got connected and I got to meet people and, you know, get that connection, you know, to Narcotics Anonymous as a whole. And I don't know, you know, when, you know, just like when I was using drugs, you know, if a spiritual retreat feels good, I'm going to do it again. And then I got a little bit crazy, and I'd go to some other spiritual retreats, like the River of Hope, when they got that started, you know, down in southern Maryland. Unfortunately, I got to hang up my guns, though, because they have such a wicked strain of poison ivy. I went down to the River of Hope. I got poison ivy that I had to miss work. I had my legs bandaged from top to bottom. And a hillbilly told me, well, put bleach on it. That was the only thing to get rid of it, you know. Thank God, you know, some people, you know, when you have a problem here in Narcotics Anonymous, you have somebody that knows something about it, you know. But I've gone to all kinds of retreats. You know, one of the neat things about retreats is, as I've done this, and hopefully maybe some of you will have a chance to do this, I packed up my tent and stuff, and I went to a retreat where I didn't know a soul. You know, just to do it once. And you know what? The funny thing was, is I did that. I pitched my tent, and the person right next to me, I met at a convention. You know what I mean? And I found, you know, one of the things is that I could go anywhere and go to a meeting of Narcotics Anonymous, and I feel welcome, and I feel part of. And all I have to do is just like when I was out there using, is just reach out. You know, and I get connected. That's what this retreat's about. You know, the best retreat's always the first retreat. You know, I just get a kick out of bringing people up here for the first time. You know, because it is a spiritual retreat. And one of the things that I lost in my addiction was my spirit. And I know that because I define spirit as will to live. And when I was at the end of my road, you know, I was suicidal. Matter of fact, if I would have died out there, actually, I didn't die. I ended up in jail, you know, and I was just miserable. But if I would have died, I would have been happy because my soul was gone, my will to live, my spirit was gone. One of the neat things about this retreat is it rejuvenates the spirit. Gets connected with people that I might see only at, you know, a retreat or a convention or a couple times a year, you know. I've been around for 16 years, you know, sometimes, I can remember in the beginning, you know, there was a lot of years I'd go to meetings and they'd say, well, anybody with a year or more clean, please raise your hand. I'd be the only one. You know, so sometimes it's nice to come to these retreats and see the people that, you know, my predecessors, you know, and it is really neat, you know. The other thing, too, is that, you know, I like to reflect, too, when I come to these retreats, and I think this is also part of why we're here, is I always brought new people up. And I brought people I sponsored up. And there's two sponsees that I had that died on me. One was a direct result of the disease, and another one was heart condition as a result of the disease. So they both died. And you know what? I think about them. You know, because part of why we're here is that this is a fatal disease. It's incurable. It can be arrested. It doesn't go away. You know. So you know, this retreat, it means a lot to me. You know, and it means a lot to me, too, is that, you know, that we continue it on. You know what I mean? The other thing, too, is that, you know, I mean, you know, different retreats, different years, you know, getting involved. Even I like to go to the events that lead up to the retreat, you know, the speaker jams. I mean, all these things, you know, people get involved and put these things on and make this possible. You know, and just kind of, it's the unity of it. You know, why are we here? It's the unity of it. You know, and I need to talk about this, too. You know, I've been around a long time. I've went through different phases. You know, but this retreat, one time I got pissed off, and probably there's other people in this room that have gone through this or something similar or may go through this, is I got pissed off at Narcotics Anonymous. You know, things started changing that I didn't like, and this and that and the other thing. And you know, the only meeting I always went to, a Narcotics Anonymous meeting, I went in jail. You know what I mean? That was my Narcotics Anonymous meeting because I was doing H&I, and I took a meeting, an H&I meeting into Laurel Highland State Prison, and that was my only connection to the NA for a couple years because I had issues and a problem. And you know what brought me back to Narcotics Anonymous? The retreat was coming up, and I would have felt guilty if I haven't been to an NA meeting in a while to show up at the retreat. You know, something like that. See, you never know. I mean, you never know that. And even I have sponsees that, you know, they disappear for months at a time. They don't want to go to the retreat, and all of a sudden they start showing up a month or so to come to the retreat. And I'll take them to the retreat if they want to go. So this thing's been a powerful influence on my recovery. You know, life's funny. You know, one day I ended up working in Cleveland, Ohio. I drove from Cleveland, Ohio just to come up to this retreat. You know, that's a 200-mile trip each way. But it was that important. You know, why am I here? You know, I needed that connection. I needed to see people. I needed to get in touch. You know. So, you know, why are we here? You know, we have a whole chapter in the basic text. You know, the other thing, too, is somebody may have no clue why they're here. You know, the funny thing is if you have, you know, rarely do we think twice about this question, we know. We might not like the answer, but, you know, drugs taught me I'm a drug addict. You know, I didn't need anybody else. I mean, everybody else knew I was a drug addict, but drugs taught me I'm a drug addict, and I knew I was a drug addict. Here's one little hint that I had from the drugs that I was using. When you go through withdrawal and your body is craving drugs, there is no question in your mind whatsoever that you're addicted. That's what it took for me. So I know why I'm here. I hope you're all here for the same reason. I hope everybody enjoys the retreat, and that's all I have.
Second speaker, Jennifer C. from Recovering Addicts with Purpose.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dan. I'm an addict. I just love it when people ask me to speak at the last minute. It's probably the best way, because if not, like, I get all crazy in my head, and I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do? So when I got here, Stefan was like, hey, come here, share. I'm like, all right. So why am I here? I'm here because I'm a drug addict. When I went to rehab in 08, I like went for a break to get away. And I didn't even think I did. I didn't even think I had an addiction problem. But when I got there, I learned otherwise. I've been stuck here ever since. Somebody told me to go to a meeting, so that's what I did. And for a while, I just did it because somebody said, go and do it. And after a while, like, I realized it's not just about the drugs anymore. It's about all kinds of other things. And I just wanted to fix it, get better. So that's why, like, why I came is because I am an addict and I use drugs, a lot of them, for a long time, half my life. The reason I'm still here is because I want to get better. I want to become a better person. I don't ever want to go back to being that person that I was before I used drugs or the person that I was when I used drugs. Because I was not a great person at all. I love Narcotics Anonymous. I've been here, this is my fourth retreat. I get super excited. Like he said, I get so excited about the retreat. I get a little nervous, so don't mind me. When I was talking to Stefan down there, he reminded me of a conversation that we had a few months ago. Like, just by chance, like, we happened to run into each other. And, like, it happened at the right time. And we have this common thing that we both went through. Both of our parents are gone, or our mothers. And I remember when my mom passed away, it was his, I think, five-year celebration at one of the meetings down in Altoona. And I walked in, and nobody knew what was going on except for my sponsor. And I walk into this meeting, and I see all these balloons with these big smiley faces on them. And, like, for, like, a minute, like, I felt okay. And it was weird because that's, you know, his mom's nickname was Smiley Face. And so that's why they gave him those balloons, because of his mother. And, like, ever since then, we've shared, like, this common thing. And, like, that's what, for me, like, that's what NA is all about. Like, not our differences, our common, you know, I don't even know what that word is, but the things that we have that are the same. And, like, that thing that we share, you know, like, it's not just that with him. Like, it's different things with other people. Like, coming to this retreat, you know, like, I have all this whole group of people out there from our town and from Johnstown and from wherever, and, like, it's a great feeling to be able to come here and see everybody, and it's just a great feeling. But, yeah, the conversation that me and Stefan had this day that we ran into each other, you know, it was all about, like, being connected to each other and, like, just how, like, everything works through NA and the importance of staying connected and being able to walk into any meeting anywhere and feeling comfortable. Like, that's the one thing that's been able to help me keep coming back, is because, like, I can go to Johnstown, I can go to Pittsburgh, I can go anywhere and walk into a meeting and feel completely comfortable. I went home to see, for my stepmom's funeral just a few weeks ago, and I grew up in Scranton, but I've only ever been to one meeting there, and that was when I first got clean. I was terrified to walk into that meeting, but when I walked into the meeting this time, a few years later, I was so comfortable and relaxed, and, like, I didn't even care. Like, it just felt like I was walking into a meeting where I'm from. And it was really nice to be able to do that. And I talked to everybody there and, like, got connected with everybody there, got numbers, and talked to them about this retreat that was coming up. And, like, they told me about stuff that was coming up for their area. And it's really nice to be connected like that. I very strongly believe the higher the base, the broader the freedom, the broader the base, the higher the freedom, right? yeah, I strongly believe in that. And, like, to me, that's what this retreat is about, like, being able to connect with all these different people, like the S'more lady that's next to us, our campsite. Like, last year, she had these millions of different kinds of s'mores, and, like, I seen her. I don't even know her first name. And I was like, S'more lady! And it was nice. And we hugged, and we talked for a minute, and, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know her first name or anything like that, but, like, we're still connected, and I don't know. It's just really nice to be able to have that. And, you know, she remembered me from last year, and then there's the meat guy. He comes every year, and I don't know his name either, but he's the meat guy. And it's, I don't know if it's you. See, look at that. And, you know, but I remember that stuff and, like, you know, having those meetings. That's funny. Having the meetings and stuff, you know, that everybody has, like being able to sit outside till 5 in the morning and having a campfire and just having a meeting with everybody. For me, like, that's why I'm here. Like, I want to stay connected to people because it helps me get better. And step work for me is a huge part of that. I just picked up my 4-step. And it's really funny because last year at the retreat, I was on my 4-step. And now here I am again this year, and I'm on my 4-step. Different times, but it's just definitely step work. It's huge for me, and it helps me get better. I don't know if I'm talking in circles or not, but I don't know. There's a lot of things that keep me coming back to this program, and this is one of them, this retreat. And I just want to be able to be a better person and not ever have to use drugs again. And somebody told me that if I stick around here, that's what's going to happen. And so that's why I'm here. There is really no other big, huge reason, you know, but, like, that's it. I'm here because I want to get better and not use drugs. My kids. They just got here. But, yeah, I don't really know what else to say other than, you know, I don't want to use anymore. And I like my life right now. It's not always perfect. It's hectic sometimes. I haven't always been, you know, right on track with everything. But I know that the more I come around the meetings and the more I stay connected to people, the more on track I am. And the less hectic my life is. And I like it. I like it a lot. I don't really know what else to say, so I guess I'm done. I don't know.
I'd like to thank the speakers for sharing their experience and hope with us. Could we have the meeting just set for you, please?
Chris, I'm an
addict.
I'm yourself. Just for today, my class will be on my recovery, living and enjoying life without abuse.